about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, now this is kind of cool here. Did you guys hear about this? There's a plant in the Amazon rainforest in Peru that could hopefully be turned into a gel where it causes your toothache pain to go away almost instantaneously and may be able to be used as a tropical anesthetic. This is cool. Beautiful flower. It is a rare red and yellow plant from the Amazon called Acamella oleracea. And I guess it's an ancient remedy where, such that I guess Cambridge University anthropologist was down there, Dr. Francois Barbera Friedman. And I guess she had had severe pain with her wisdom teeth a while back. And I guess a Peruvian tribe she was visiting said, here, use this. And she said the pain went away instantaneously. Now, of course, you know, whenever we try to, you know, bring a plant into our pharmaceutical world is kind of difficult because somebody needs to think they're going to make money. It costs a heck of a lot of money to try to practice or to try to determine if these medicines can work and formulate it and do the clinical trials. But it just amazes me that there are things just out there. As you're walking along the rainforest or maybe as you're walking in the desert, there may be something down there that we could use. I mean, especially for toothaches. How many of you guys have had a toothache? You know what I'm talking about. They say using extracts from the plant, the researchers have developed a gel which blocks the pain receptors found in nerve endings. They say this could be in the market in 2 years' time. The gel was also considered more efficient than the standard anesthetic used when patients with gum disease needed pain relief for scaling and polishing. They also said the effects lasted longer. All right. So I guess they've been working on this for years. Now, I guess it could even be used for irritable bowel syndrome, but that's going to be another far stretch. But that's kind of nice. I like that. Hey, I really, really dig using plants. I'm going to be taking a wilderness medicine course over the summer while visiting a couple affiliates up in Montana. And I'm hoping to bring back some real cool stuff that I could teach you guys. You know, like if you're, you know, camping and I guess you have menstrual cramps, you could, you know, take this rock and hit yourself with it. I don't know. I'm hoping to learn some real, real cool stuff. All right. Now there's another gel coming out for these actinic keratoses. Many of you know what I'm talking about. You know how the dermatologist says we got to freeze this, we got to freeze that, as they're looking at your face, looking at the tips of your ears, looking at your scalp, etc. So you get, you know, little, these, you know, freezings, and then everybody's like, oh my gosh, what happened to you? Do you have acne? You're like, no, I got frozen. Well, there's a newly approved gel, another gel coming out, which looks good, which appears effective in treating these. Now, why do you have to treat actinic keratoses? Are they cancer? At this point, no, they're considered precancerous. But if they continue, they go on to squamous cell carcinoma, which is cancerous. So that's why we like to treat or shave off these actinic keratoses. Now, they say earlier topical treatments took weeks or even months. Remember that Effudex? A lot of you still use that where it just kind of causes a whole peel, right? That works. But they say this new product called Picato, Ingenol Mebutate Gel, can work in a matter of days. This is being published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. They said there's a number of agents available to treat these, but nothing that works as quickly. They say most of the other ones are applied over a period of weeks or months, right? And it can also interfere with your regular lifestyle, especially if you're peeling from that Effudex. I'm a huge fan of Effudex. It's brutal. It's a brutal treatment. This is unique. It's applied for only 1 to 3 days. The U.S. FDA has approved it. It was approved in January. Apparently, they studied 900 people with these actinic keratoses on their face or scalp, other places on their body. Other people got a placebo, and I guess it was actually even more effective on the trunk and extremities. That's pretty cool stuff. Now, there are local skin reactions because, again, if you're treating these little actinic keratoses, these little scaly things on your face, you don't want a scar. All right? You know, it's nice that the medicine could work, but you don't want a scar. They say local skin reactions such as redness and crustiness did develop within several days, but were gone quickly. The side effects, they said, were mild and moderate. Now, here's another thought. As long as it doesn't go down to the dermis, you won't scar. All right, if you have any damage to the dermis, one of the layers of the skin, a deeper layer, you'll scar. Yet your epidermis, you'll reheal. Okay, that's kind of a rough dermatology lesson. So if your actinic keratosis is limited to the epidermis, and this only goes epidermal deep, it shouldn't scar. If it goes dermal, yeah. And then you have subcutaneous under the dermis. You have basement membranes, etc. If you look at a cross-section of skin, if you ever want to look at a cool picture, look at a cross-section of skin. It is cool. There's always a big hair in it. You know, they always show a big hair on the hair follicle. You're like, dang, that's a big hair. But the what's interesting is sometimes there's people that have an infection so deep under the skin. And, you know, you see the hair, and the hair is untouched. And there's a condition called panniculitis, where it's an infection of the fat far below. That's one of the deepest layers of your skin, the subcutaneous layer, the panniculitis, we call it. And the hair follicles are spared because, again, the infection is below the dermis. And the hair follicles go deep into the dermis. So kind of cool stuff. All right. I love it, guys. Keep coming up with this. This is cool. Actinic, many of us have skin issues. You know, many of us that were out in the sun, you know, then told to stay out of the sun in the 80s and 90s and told to really stay out of the sun over the last decade, we're going to still get skin cancer because of the damage that we incurred years ago. So we need to rock and roll and come up with things we could do such that we don't have to always be zapped or have biopsies and surgery, etc. Personally, you know, I'm really, really scared of the mean melanomas, but squamous cell carcinoma, that could do some damage. And these actinic keratoses, these little flaky things that we get frozen, can turn into that. So that's pretty cool stuff. All right. Well, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess there is a type of bacteria they think that could be linked to diabetes. This is a very interesting study. Also, there's a study coming out thinking that antibiotic use has slowed down heart attacks. Really? And trans fats are tied to aggression. Really? It's a lot to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, if you ever want the Dr. Dahlia Show coming to your town, please contact your local news talk station. Tell them you want Dr. Dahlia there, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. We're picking up a couple new affiliates in Illinois. I'm so excited about that. Thank you, guys. You're making that happen. You are telling your news talk station to bring Dr. Dahlia there. And it's great to be able to grow, because the more we grow, the longer we can stay on air. Okay, no, the inverse will not be true. How do we get Dr. Dahlia off the air? You don't. Okay, you don't. Don't even need to think about that. Don't need to think about that at all. Okay, so what's going on here? An antibiotic, this is kind of interesting, can ease these severe E. coli infections. Now, you know how we talk about gastroenteritis? And I guess there's studies going out, coming out saying, you know, gastroenteritis is actually increasing deaths to the point where people are, it's now, I believe, has doubled in the last few years. Now, gastroenteritis, a variety of different things can cause these, okay? You know, you could have a little stomach bug, you got a little stomach flu, or you could get something like Clostridium difficile, which we talk about. They're some of the most common causes. You get Clostridium difficile from antibiotic use. You get a horrible, horrible colitis, diarrhea. So gastroenteritis is a very, very broad term. Gastro, stomach, enteritis in your intestines. Okay, it could be large intestine, it could be small intestine. Itis, inflammation. So it could be a variety of things. It could be diarrhea, it could be ulcerations, it could be nausea, vomiting, a variety of things. You could have bloody stool, you could have watery stool, etc. But one of the nastiest infections out there is your E. coli. Now, when we were talking about the E. coli outbreak that happened about a year ago, all right, some of these E. colis can actually cause hemolytic uremic syndrome, which causes red cells to break apart. You go into kidney failure, some dangerous stuff. Now, what's been a big problem is we're having more and more antibiotic resistance to these very specific strains of E. coli that produce this toxin called the Shiga toxin. Now, what blew my mind about this study is the antibiotic they say that appears to fight this is an antibiotic I would have never even thought to use. Your Zithromax. And many of you know Zithromax because you've taken it in the form of Z-Pak. Now, Zithromax, what do we use it for? We use it for strep. We use it for sinus infections. We use it for bronchitis. We use it for ear infections. We don't really use it below the waist. It's in the macrolide family. The macrolide family we don't use usually below the waist. We can even use Zithromax for atypical pneumonia. Problem is we've been using it so darn much that resistance is high. I would have never thought to use it for an E. coli infection. Now, what do we use usually for E. coli? Bactrim. It's a sulfa drug. Many of you trimethoprim, sulfamethoxazole. Many of you have used that already. I'm allergic to it. The 17th time I took it, I reacted really badly. And it happens. If you have a sulfa allergy and you don't know, you could do fine for the first few times you take the medicine, and then all of a sudden, whoops. So I can't take that medication. We use Macrobid, Macrodantin, Nitrofurantin. We use the fluoroquinolones like your Cipro, Levaquin, Avalox. You know, we even use Flagyl many times for your gastrointestinal issues like your colitis. Never Zithromax. This is pretty cool. So apparently they found that they were able to use Zithromax on the German outbreak that happened. Right, this is published in the Journal of American Medical Association, and they found that azithromycin actually worked. They followed these people for 40 days. 22 people were treated with this almost 12 hours before their symptoms began, and the results were pretty impressive. Only 4.5% actually still had the bacteria after taking it, right, as opposed to the people who weren't treated. All right, now, still, those 4.5% was at resistance. I don't know. But that means it knocked out 95.5%. That's some pretty fancy stuff. So, you know, don't, scratch off Zithromax as a use of antibiotics. I think we should probably cut back using it for upper respiratory infections. I mean, people come in. Chief complaint. Is it fever? Is it ear infection? No. Chief complaint is, I want a Z-Pak. You're like, okay, that's not a chief complaint. You have to come up with a medical complaint. Okay, this isn't a grocery store, right? This isn't a deli. You can't tell me you want a sandwich. You can't tell me you want an antibiotic with a Coke and fries. You can't do that. Okay, tell me what your symptoms are. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I got this cold, and I just always need a Z-Pak. It works. I know the Z-Pak works, but too many of us are using them. Okay, not the best thing. So now let's move on with bacteria and diabetes. Now, many of you have heard me talk about the H. pylori bacteria in the stomach. Right? It's been linked to gastric cancer, it's been linked to ulcers, and it's been linked sometimes to nothing. Okay? Well, they actually think there's a link between H. pylori and diabetes. Now, many of us get H. pylori when we're a kid. We eat something that has it, right? It's a bacteria. If you do the blood test, it'll show antibodies. And so when you do the blood test, it's hard to tell if you have an active infection or not, unless they could do an IgM antibody versus an IgG. And we've talked about those differences. IgG is more long-term. IgM is short-term. But a lot of times what we do is we do the blood test, we find it, we treat you with antibiotics. Then some people recheck the blood test, which is kind of stupid because it'll still show positive. You know, sometimes a better way to do it is the breath test or the stool antigen test. I kind of like the stool antigen test because I know the breath test, you have to drink a certain material, and some people, they really don't want to put anything in their bodies. They're like, you know, just test me by the outside. I go, well, then fine, drop off some stool if you don't want anything put into you. Like this, I think it's a material that may even have some radiation.
Well, I walk back down. No, I walk.
Dahlia Show. Sorry about that. Having a couple engineering issues. Okay, so we're talking about the diabetes and this bacteria and how you can a lot of times check the stool to see what's going on. Now, they actually think that what they did is researchers looked at people from who took part in the U.S. National Health and Nutrition Surveys and found that a presence of H. pylori was associated with a higher glycohemoglobin. Now, many of you know about this glycohemoglobin because we use it to monitor your diabetes. Now, glycosylated hemoglobin basically looks at how sugary your blood cells are. It's a great measure. The only thing is it can only tell us how you're doing every few months. It's not something we could do, you know, every couple weeks because your red blood cells live an average of 120 days. So if your red blood cells live, you know, 4 months long, then this number is not going to change too much. Also, if you're anemic, you have less blood cells, so the number could be falsely low. So that's an issue too. But anyway, apparently they found that people who have higher H. pylori has higher glycohemoglobin. Now, I'm not sure where this goes, all right, because I have never seen a person with H. pylori treated for it and their diabetes went away. But what if somebody has a longstanding H. pylori infection? Would that predispose them? I mean, think about it. One of the reasons, one of the theories behind getting diabetes is having an infection of the pancreas, right? So if you have an infection of the pancreas, what if one of the reasons, I mean, and again, you know, they've postulated maybe it's a virus, they haven't really talked about bacteria, but what if you have H. pylori in your gut and that is one of the culprits causing your pancreas to not do as well? What if? It's interesting. You know, you have a lot of people that go, well, really, Dahlia, I didn't know I was carrying H. pylori. Do I really have to treat it? Many gastroenterologists say, yes, absolutely, treat it. We're going to treat it no matter what. And you have other people going, well, if you're not bothered and you don't have ulcers, why make you go through the antibiotic regimen? But if they do start to find this link and it could predispose you to diabetes, that's a pretty important stuff. Very important stuff. So, I don't know. I'm fascinated by this. I think it's great. Now, another study came out saying that maybe our widespread antibiotic use has lowered our risk of heart attack. Now, we've been trying to yell at people to stop using antibiotics. But when did we really start prescribing antibiotics willy-nilly? We really started doing them a lot in the 70s and 80s. They've been around. They've been around a lot longer than that, but widespread antibiotic use has been then. And when have heart attacks started to go down? Same time. Now, I like to give credit to the cholesterol medications and us fighting diabetes and working more on diet and exercise and, you know, Nike and aerobics and Jane Fonda and all that. All right. Olivia Newton-John, Let's Get Physical. Don't make me sing that song. All right. So I give a lot of credit to that and us being a lot more health conscious, you know, not frying up fat as our carbohydrate on our plate like our grandparents used to cook for us. You know, we start to eat healthy fried chicken. We cut back on. Remember Church's fried chicken? Oh, yeah. Good stuff. All right. You know, but what if they're right? Why? Okay. We talk about teeth and periodontal disease all the time. We talk about how poor teeth cause inflammation. The inflammation puts you at risk for a heart attack. Antibiotics help bad gums. There could be something to that. I don't know. So interesting stuff coming around the bend. I hope they keep studying, and I will keep giving you the information as we get it. Don't go away. A lot more. Trans fats making us grumpy. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so yes, more trans fatty acid bad news. They say consumption now is linked to aggression and irritability. Whatever happened to comfort food? Don't we get comforted by that stuff? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, the results of the study are the same in every range of ages. Apparently, they looked at 1,000 men and women, right, looking at trans fatty acids, and then from being impatient to open aggression. Now, remember, trans fatty acids have the hydrogenation. We talked about this. We're basically at a results in the unsaturated oils. We look at we have these in margarines, shortenings, etc. They have high levels of the trans fatty acids, which we don't want because it ups our lipid levels, our insulin resistance, inflammation. But they say in addition to that, they make us grumpy. Right? They say many of us that have a history of aggression, overt aggression, Okay? Now, of course, they adjusted for alcohol and any other reason, cookie family history, whatever. All right? Said they found that trans fatty acids are significantly associated with aggression and irritability. So what does that mean? What do we do? Well, I guess those aren't comfort foods. I guess our comfort foods need to be what? Vegetables, something healthy? Is that what we have to do? I love my ho-hos. I really do. I don't know. I don't know. I hate stories like this. I really do. You know, we just talked about in the previous hour how fatty foods can decrease your sperm count pretty significantly. So for those of you that are trying to father a child, if you're eating fatty foods, cut back on your sperm. I don't know. Maybe the sperm get fat. Maybe they got to swim through fat. I don't know why. They just say they do. You know, do you think all they really have to do with these studies, right, is just look at a whole bunch of people and see what's wrong with them? And if it's the diet, just blame that. You know, I mean, I think somehow it's all related. You know, if your sperm, I guess, production is down, maybe there's something going on with your testes. And if there's something going wrong with your testes, you're going to become testy. And if you're testy, you become aggressive. No, I don't know if the U.S. soldier in Afghanistan ate trans fats. I don't know. No. Okay, the U.S. soldier in Afghanistan, by the way, they did. They shipped him back, from what I understand. They shipped him out of the country. They aren't telling us where he is. And, of course, you know, they have to keep him anonymous because of, you know, they got to protect the family and they got to go through the whole military protocol. But the U.S. soldier who went on a shooting spree in Afghanistan, you know, put on night goggles and just went house to house and cold blood killed people. His issue, they said, was alcoholism, post-traumatic stress disorder, and traumatic brain injury. No, I don't know if he had a trans fat issue. See, aren't people who diet grumpy? Right? We talked about that with that lady and the hydroxy cut yesterday, where there was a woman who murdered her child with a scissors, 6 years old, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and she had taken hydroxy cut to diet. And I was interviewed on Fox 5 Local about hydroxycut and what it could do. You know, could it enhance your bipolar? Could it enhance your anxiety? Absolutely. The woman claimed while being on hydroxycut, you couldn't sleep. And so if you're sleep deprived, you're going to be grumpy. Again, nothing that should really throw you into a whole shooting spree. Shooting fit? I mean, am I wrong? I don't know. But like we talked about, we spent a significant amount of time yesterday in one of the hours of the show talking about how assume, right, that people are kooky until proven otherwise and assume they could just go off at a moment's notice. That's why I think when we're when we have road rage, you don't know who you're dealing with. I always yell at my husband because he will really start getting into it, yelling at these cars next to him. And I'm like, what are you doing? People get mad and people carry guns in their cars. They have guns in their cars all the time. You make them mad, they're going to shoot. We talked about yesterday about that basketball player, right? The basketball coach. High school basketball team. The coach lost. The team lost. Coach got mad, jumps over to the other coach, bites off his ear. You just don't know what other people are going to do. You know, when we go out into the wild, if we try to go and visit a safari, that is something I need to do. That's on my bucket list. I want to go on one of those safari outings. I want to go to Africa and see all that. That's going to be fascinating. I just have never had a chance to do it. There's a lot of things I haven't done. I've been to Canada and I've been to Tijuana. I've done that. Okay, so I'm on my way. My bucket. There's a hole in my bucket. All right, so anyway, a lot of stuff on my bucket list. But, you know, when you are around other animals in the safari, for those of you that go, all right, I'm sure, what do? You be careful, right? Right? You see a zebra, you're like, hi, zebra. You see, well, even deers could kill you. We've talked about that story where the woman found a deer, baby deer, mother had died. So she took care of like this. It was like a Bambi story. Took care of the baby, nursed the baby. Deer was kept in her barn. She walks into the barn one day when the deer is an adult, spooks the deer. The deer kicks the woman and kills her. Again, you don't know what animals are capable of. Have that same fear with people. You just don't know when someone's going to go off. Right. Also, by the way, guys, please don't keep your guns in the car. You heard about that little kid at the gas station, found daddy's gun and shot himself with it accidentally. No guns in the car. All right. I mean, if you're going to, you know, do concealed carry, carry them then. Or, I mean, have them. I don't know how you sit in the car with it. I don't know. But just be a heck of a lot careful. All right. So back to trans fats tied to aggression. I don't know where we go with this. All right. I still like my comfort food and I'm going with that. But, I just think more and more people are grumpy. I mean, what did we get to do in the olden days? In the olden days, we got to chop down trees when we were mad. Well, we did a lot of things inappropriately in the olden days. We used to beat the dog, beat the children. You know, we did horrible things. I think we always had aggression. You know, if you look at the TV shows in the 1970s, women were always throwing plates, right? They were always throwing plates. And I think even in I Love Lucy, she would throw stuff at Desi Arnaz, right? And he'd be like, oh, no, no, throw a plate. I don't know what he said. I can't. Babaloo. I don't know. But you know, you used to be able to throw things at your husband. Now you go to jail. That's assault. You can't throw things at your husband anymore. All right. Does my husband deserve to get things thrown at him? No. But you know what we do? We sit down and talk. I go, okay, we need to discuss this. And then we sit down and we talk. Well, that's not how we've always been. We yell and scream. I mean, remember, we're still animals. We're humans. And we're highly socialized now. And we are highly evolved. But, you know, don't underestimate the human next to you. They can kill you. You know, I mean, they could punch you in the nose. The cartilage goes up, goes into the brain. I mean, watch all the Steven Seagal and Arnold Schwarzenegger movies and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah. Yeah. Chuck Norris. Why not? Chuck Norris. All right. There are, you know, people have that animalistic instinct. And I just think the average person is aggressive and they hold it back. Either they take a pill, they drink, I don't know what they do. But I don't see people walking around as calm, cool, and collected, and then you make them mad. I see people all the time. And again, it's because, I mean, I'm a physician. I look at that. Now, are people grumpy because I'm running behind and I finally get my butt into the clinic room late? Maybe that's why they're grumpy. Maybe they're grumpy because their insurance said they owe a deductible. You know, I see grumpy people all the time, but I see it elsewhere. I see people grumpy, you know, in the grocery store. I see people grumpy driving. Just, you know, watch it. Okay. So let's see who else is getting grumpy. It looks like research, medical research in the UK is being pretty pressed now because they are not able to import animals for scientific experiments. Apparently, animal rights groups, including ferry companies and airlines, including British Airways, refused to carry mice, rats, and rabbits intended for laboratory testing. The Channel Tunnel, which links the UK to France, has long refused to allow any animals for medical research. That's another place I want to go on my bucket list, Europe. I'd love to go there once. All right. Only foreign airlines carry animals to Britain. So right now, the former science minister, Paul Drayson, says it is choking off vital research into deadly diseases like Alzheimer's and cancer. They say medical research will wither in our universities, and as a result, people will suffer and die. They say more than 3 million animals are used in British labs each year, of which about 15,000 are imported. Fewer than 1% actually come from abroad. So I don't know what the answer is. We want to save our animals, but just don't do any stupid studies on them. Okay, don't go away. I got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic grades for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some more bad news with sleep apnea. They actually found another reason why our hearts may go bad if you have sleep apnea and cut off the air supply to your brain centers when you sleep, or having central sleep apnea where you just stop breathing, apparently causes changes in the heart shape and function. When that happens, you lose the ability to have a good heart pump. You'll get increased muscle mass, thickening of the heart muscle. And what does that lead to? For those of you that listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show pretty often, you know the answer to this. Heart failure. That's right. So now they're saying, let's sleep apnea treatment. Not only are you doing it to prevent yourself from having high blood pressure, dementia, diabetes, and all the other things that sleep apnea cause, helps protect against heart failure. Heart failure is very difficult to reverse, if at all. So, again, what do we use? Well, we use the CPAP, the continuous positive airway pressure. It's that mask. I know many of you can't stand the mask. It fits over the nose. What it does is it holds your airway open, right, to prevent the snoring, try to prevent you from kind of, you know, bringing that tongue back and blocking your air supply, forcing the air in there to get the oxygen to where it needs to do. Now, they did find that after 6 months of treatment with the CPAP, once proper breathing and sleep was restored, keep in mind, when you go on these CPAP machines, they do have to be checked. They do have to be titrated. You can't just, you know, use your wife's. You have to actually have it titrated. They say the negative heart conditions were rectified. Again, it has to be early on. You can't have full-blown heart failure. But, you know, even if you do have heart failure, get the extra oxygen. Why not? So just, I think we are at the point. Again, I don't know if health insurance is going to pay for it, but I think we're at the point where just everybody should be getting a sleep study. Why not? Even if you're healthy. Okay, we're trying to prevent Alzheimer's. We're trying to prevent dementia. We're trying to prevent age-related changes to your heart. If you're getting less oxygen and this is a way to give you oxygen, why not? And I told you, one of my predictions is either we'll all be on CPAP machines or we'll all be on some sort of oxygenation at night. Because they're going to realize the more oxygen you get, the better you do. I don't know. But again, Dr. Dahlia, it costs money. They're not going to want us to charge, you know, cost money. So I know. I understand that. It's all going to be about leeches and maggots later, which we've talked about. Okay, this is another cool study. They say cool hands may be the key to exercising more. See, cool hands, get that? Nice pun. All right. Obese women, they say, were able to exercise for a longer period of time when the palms of their hands were cooled. All right. This was from researcher Stacy Sims, who is an exercise physiologist and nutrition scientist at Stanford University of Medicine. They took 2 dozen women, ages 30 to 45, who exercised 3 days a week for 3 months, some holding a hand cooling device during portions of their workouts. I'll hold ice cream. It's going to be hard to hold and not eat. You could do this with ice cream. They say those who held the device during treadmill walking had significant improvements in exercise performance, heart rate, waist circumference, and blood pressure. Wouldn't it be easier to just turn on the little fan that's on there? They say if you could slow the rate internal temperature rises and cool someone who is obese, they don't store as much heat and they don't feel as uncomfortable and they could do more work. Well, you know what? Don't the very wealthy people, when they work out, don't they have like a very good looking guy there, right, with his muscles, handing you the towel to help you wipe off your sweat, handing you a drink, right, just kind of standing there smiling? There is a lot of psychology to this, honestly. If I was wealthy, right, and I needed to work out, and I needed all the little psychological help I needed, it probably wouldn't be cooling down my hands. It would probably be, you know, having somebody right there ready for a massage if I needed it, or somebody fanning you. Come on. I mean, look, workouts are supposed to be hard, all right? But that's interesting, cooling your hands. Didn't they have a study where there were these mitts people wore that cooled their hands and it increased their exercise longevity? I don't know, cool stuff. Cool stuff. All right. We were talking about this whole pink slime controversy. People have been emailing me going, what the heck is it? All right. Well, what it is, all right, from what I understand, is when they're making your lean meat, what they do, especially when they're making the ground beef, all right, they, while they're, I guess, at the butchery factory or the, you know, wherever they're processing meats, from what I understand, is they take the extra leftover bits. The bits are heated to about 100 degrees Fahrenheit to move off, burn off the fat. Then the meat is spun. They get rid of the fat. Then the lean mix is compressed into blocks for use to be used in ground beef. The product made by South Dakota based beef products, all right, they also, after that, they use a puff of ammonium hydroxide gas. No, don't, stop it. To kill bacteria, such as E. coli and salmonella. So they puff it with some ammonium. Well, a federal microbiologist termed this pink slime. And it made headlines. McDonald's and other chains said they discontinued the ammonium-treated beef. But it's not the heating process that's worrying everybody. It's the puff of ammonia. So we spent a significant amount of time in the previous hour. And please feel free to listen to any of our archives or any of our shows. Dr. Dahlia's show has a on-demand web button on our website. So you can listen to any shows if you miss them. And also we got our podcasts and archives, etc. Don't forget to sign into the guest book. This way I know where you guys are from and listening from. And I can say hi. Okay, don't forget to sign in the guest book. All right, but people are worried about this ammonium puff. All right, but we spent a significant amount of time talking about, I mean, we've been using ivermectin, abamectin. We've been using things in our animals. We've been using antimicrobials. We use pesticides on our food. All our food is chemicalized in one way or another. You know, I know a lot of people, they like raw milk. And we've had a huge raw milk outbreak, people getting ill from it. And we're like, why would people drink raw milk? Well, because they don't want to get the food that's been kind of messed with. Now, personally, am I really worried about this pink slime? Apparently, our meat has been made this way for years, and it hasn't been an issue. Again, I like the idea of less, if my food doesn't have to have the puff of ammonia, I'm fine with that, absolutely. Absolutely. But we got bigger fish to fry. All right. Remember we were talking about red meat and it increasing our risk of heart disease and death? And red meat is not just beef. We're talking pork. We're talking lamb. They figured out why. It's an iron that's found in red meat known as heme iron. This is, again, nothing added. This is nothing processed. Okay. And it's been linked to heart attacks and fatal heart disease. Now, of course, a lot of red meat is processed in the sodium. That could cause issues in itself. Increased blood pressure, could probably long-term cause heart failure issues with fluid overload, etc. Could damage blood vessels. We've also known that this heme iron, which is iron found in red meat, can also put you at risk for increased colorectal cancer, other types of cancer. This iron can also cause oxidative damage to cells once you heat the meat up. So we can't eat raw meat, and now you're telling us we can't eat cooked meat? What do I tell everybody? Moderation. Just moderation. Okay? Now, from what it sounds like, they're starting to get rid of this pink slime they call it. It's not supposed to be called pink slime. You know, they should just be talking about the ammonia puff. Because, again, when you're trying to buy lean meat, you're trying to get the meat without the fat. Well, how do they get rid of the fat? Well, that's what they have to do. They got to heat it up and they got to get rid of it. Just how I explained. So, red meat has always gotten a bad rap. I've never recommended that you have the same diet day after day after day. I love red meat. It's my favorite type of meat. I like a steak, but I don't usually eat a steak, maybe more than once or twice a month. My cholesterol's good. My sugar's good. You just have to do things in moderation. Remember, in hunters and gatherers days, okay, they didn't get to eat red meat all the time. Okay, they ate whatever they could find, but they usually ate what they gathered. Okay, gathering and crops. So just, think back to caveman days. They ate zebra. What's zebra? Zebra red meat? Or is it, it's black and white meat? Zebra, right? I don't know. I've never had zebra. I don't think I could ever eat zebra. I don't think I could. All right, guys, great show. Don't forget to visit my website. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Big thanks to Trevor Oliver at XM for putting us on XM. And a big thanks to Donovan for working the dials. And a big thanks to you guys for listening to the show and making this happen. You all take care.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.